This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we look at another safety net option for dairy producers, Dairy Revenue Protection, or DRP. And joining us to discuss how producers can take part in this program is Kathleen Noble-Wolfley, who is a broker agent with EverAg. And Kathleen, before we dive into the DRP program, tell us a little bit about EverAg.
EverAg is part of the Dairy.com family. And really our mission here at EverAg is to really arm our clients with the right tools and the right information so that they can participate in a really competitive marketplace.
You can find out more at ever.ag. So give us a refresher course on what this USDA program is all about.
Yeah, so the Dairy Revenue Protection Insurance Program is a relatively new program. Quite simply, it's a crop insurance tool that allows producers to buy a milk price floor at subsidized levels. And we've seen pretty incredible uptake in this program over the course of the last couple of years that it's been available, with somewhere around 25% to 30% of the U.S. milk supply covered by the program at times.
You mentioned the Dairy Revenue Protection Program is fairly new. How does this compare with other risk management programs?
Yeah, some of the reason why we're seeing this program gain in popularity so quickly is that it does help to solve some of the common hangups that producers have had with the existing risk management programs available in the marketplace. So take, for instance, producers don't want to leave money on the table, right? It feels really good when you lock in $18 milk and prices fall to $15. It doesn't feel so good when prices run to $20. And DRP does help to solve for some of that. It allows producers to cover a floor, so they're protecting the downside while leaving the upside open. Right now, we're seeing some really great opportunities for producers to buy floors, DRP floors, at historically high levels.
Looking at this DRP, looks like there's some choices to make as far as pricing options.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a really customizable program. We know that milk prices in California look different than they do in Wisconsin. They look different in the Southeast versus the Southwest. And all that has to do with how milk is priced in different regions. It's based on how milk is used in one region to the next. So if we think about Wisconsin, there's a lot of cheese plants in Wisconsin. So there's a lot of class three exposure in that region compared to somewhere in the Southwest. So DRP really allows producers to customize their coverage so they can more closely mimic what their actual milk check looks like. So you can do a combination of class three or class four coverage or floors, and those floors are based on current futures markets.
In this world of uncertainty where you wake up and you just don't know what the headline is going to read, that's really why we've had insurance through the years.
Yeah, that's for sure. December milk production report showed a little bit of a decline, but if history tells us anything, that $20-plus milk prices do tend to bring on a little bit more milk. Even though we have seen inflation in costs, I think on the fringe we're starting to hear, and so there's always risk out there from a milk price standpoint, even though the prices look really stellar today.
This is a USDA program, so available in all 50 states and all counties. As far as signing up for DRP or buying a policy, how does one go about doing this?
So DRP is only available from crop insurance agents, and I am a crop insurance agent. And if folks are interested in learning more about the program, they're welcome to contact me, Kathleen Wolfley. They can visit our website, ever.ag, to learn more.
Thank you for the time today, Kathleen. And tell us a little bit about your podcast that you also do.
Yeah, we do have a podcast, The Dairy Download, where we walk through what are the top things happening in the markets 1 week to the next. And we interview some really interesting folks on the policy side, the retail space, and really trying to dig into what are the trends that people are seeing in the marketplace or even outside of the dairy industry that are influencing our markets.
Well, we look forward to hearing that as well, The Dairy Download, where podcasts are available. Our thanks to Kathleen Wolfley, agent broker with EverAg.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.